As we consider the vast sea of digital options available to our young people today through satellite radio and television, computers, iPods, smartphones, and other digital devices, we also have to consider the depths of knowledge, entertainment, amusement, and danger within this sea of digital options. Social media alone is flooding our kids with different ways of engaging friends and foe alike, from Boston to Bangkok. And with social media outlets, you may not even know that these problems existed. Now, Facebook by no means is your child's only vehicle for inviting the world, good or bad, into their lives and into your homes. A social media wake-up call for parents. That's coming up next on Licensed to Parent. Well, welcome to Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential program for teens in crisis, getting them unplugged from the negative cultural influences of today and restoring them to their original factory settings so that they can influence the culture for Christ rather than be microcosms within that culture. And Trace, you know, we often talk about the dangers of digital technology. Today, though, we're going to delve specifically into social media. Everybody seems to be on Facebook and or Twitter these days and all the other many options. It's really getting to the point that if you don't have a social media account, folks look at you like you're living back in the Stone Age, and that's whether you're a child or an adult, but especially so if you're a teenager.
Well, yeah. Rich, I think social media is like any technology, including cars, guns, whatever. They're all beneficial tools for helping mankind. It's the sinful human element that gives these things the potential to be used as weapons. And I think that because it's, you know, still so new and because of constant changes, stays so new,
right,
that as a society, we've just failed to adequately think through the wisdom, dangers, and implications of simply doling this stuff out to our kids before we've collectively come up with a proper protocol for its use. We have legal ages to drink, vote, drive, smoke, and other things. Why? Because we know the dangers involved. They require an adult mind, for crying out loud, to minimize the risk. With digital technology, we gave this medicine to our kids before we knew it was dangerous and so addictive. Multitudes of adults, for that matter, can't even self-regulate this stuff themselves.
And one of the challenges, too, is that, as you mentioned, the rules keep changing.
Right.
Because, you know, something that may have started out as a relatively safe task or tool, and I would probably put Facebook in that category.
Mm-hmm. Seemingly innocuous
in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we saw them harvesting our images and creating this facial recognition software. Mm-hmm. And we found that, you know, there were all sorts of ways to use this technology or misuse the technology. And, you know, the playbook keeps changing.
Yeah.
It's really hard to keep up with that.
Gunpowder should have been a great thing. But look what we've done with it. We've blown ourselves off the face of the map with it.
Absolutely. And as we've said about digital technology, it can be a tool, but we're using it as a weapon and we're aiming it at ourselves.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, Trace, today's guest has been working with children for more than 12 years as a classroom teacher, an after-school program director, behavior specialist, educational advocate, developmental therapist, an SAT prep coach, a practicum supervisor. All this to say, he has seen the potential that so many of our kids have. No doubt, though, he's also seen the troubles that many of life's distractions can cause this young citizenry. His name is Neil Haley. He is now the CEO of Total Tutor. Now, that's an international kindergarten through college tutoring and consulting company providing educational advocacy, behavioral therapy, autism consulting, homeschool consulting, all subject tutoring, and SAT, ACT, GRE tutoring. Neil is also, by the way, the host, the affable host, we might say, of the Total Education Network, which is heard and viewed in over 180 countries. Neil also writes for several online educational magazines and also works as a social media coach and entrepreneur. And by the way, in his earlier life, Neil was even a professional wrestler. Just thought I would toss that. And be sure to ask him about that. Neil is married to Jennifer. He's the proud father of, wait for it, 5 children, which is our magic number here on Licensed to Parent, since both you and I each have 5 children. And we are delighted to have him here on Licensed to Parent.
Amen. Neil, welcome to the Licensed to Parent broadcast.
Well, that's great that we all are a club. 5
yes.
Kids. We understand how light can be and how exciting it can be, but yet so hectic. But I'm glad that all of us five together. Wow, you know, we have basketball teams, don't we?
No, right. We didn't tell you that was part of the requirements of being a guest on Shepherd's Hill. You had to have at least five kids.
Now, real quick though, we can't let this drop. Tell us about your pro wrestling career, or are you merely talking about wrestling with your kids as they were growing up?
Well, you know, I did professional wrestling, and my wife Jennifer, I think, took me out of that thing. But I wrestled overseas and in about half of the United States, and met amazing people through that journey, and learned through life finding God where I can be an instrument for Him now.
Well, I do believe you are our first professional wrestler on the Licensed to Parent program. So congratulations. And again, thanks for being with us today.
All the rest have been amateurs. Neil, how did you become an expert in the field of social media?
Well, it's very interesting. I started a nationally syndicated radio show, but it didn't start as nationally syndicated. You know, for your show as well, how it grows through word of mouth and different things. And I saw the importance of promoting and learning from specific strategies, and then taking my nuances, I learned how to master social media, or try to master it, and understanding it's all about promotion, it's all about marketing, it's all about pretty much what professional wrestling was in a small circuit space.
Well, being a media guy and all that experience, did you ever find yourself struggling with the addictive nature of social media? Yourself?
Oh, absolutely. You want to stay on your phone all the time. And I've taught myself that when I come home, after, even though I work from home, when I go up, you know, up the steps from my office, I disconnect from my phone. The weekends really don't do social media, and I try not to look at that phone except during work hours.
So you've exercised some self-discipline, and that's awesome.
Absolutely, and yeah, everything's on my phone, so it's kind of like I shut myself down, but, you know, it's, the addiction's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can check every 2 seconds.
Sure.
I'm sure I've gotten about 15 tweets already by certain people just trying to get in contact with me, or you can just look constantly at email. And it wastes so much time, for sure.
And that's the life our kids are growing up in. You know, when previous generations of kids wanted to hang out together, they congregated at the malt shop, a schoolyard, a park, or maybe a friend's house. Today, social media is the park, the malt shop, the schoolyard, etc. How has this changed the parenting landscape for 21st century parents most?
Well, what I've learned is, my oldest is 10. She's not going to get a cell phone until high school, and if she gets a cell phone, it's not going to have the capabilities of these phones today.
Smart,
but,
man.
She's not involved in social media, but lots of these kids, I tutor, I deal with high school students. They're just so connected all the time to these social media sites.
Right.
And they really, it hurts their grades. It causes them anxiety, depression. And literally, they just, instead of just, you know, picking up the phone and calling somebody, Trace, like I would when I was in high school, and, you know, I'd use my parents' phone, and I'd get on the phone for 15 minutes. Neil, you're going to get off the phone now.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Now they constantly have that phone. They're able to text. They're able to send messages via social media and different things. But they're constantly engaged. And you could be sitting right next to that person, and they'll be texting each other instead of having a conversation.
It's insanity. And now you can speak into it, and it comes out of text. Jay Leno, a couple of years ago, did a skit where he says, you know, one of these days the technology is going to be so good, you're actually going to hear a voice come out of that machine. That was hilarious. Let's just start with Facebook. How many people are on Facebook today? And what's the largest demographic for Facebook users?
From my experience and from interviewing high school teachers, different people, the demographics on Facebook are older generation now. You're looking at more 35 to 50 to 60 to 70 plus.
Mostly females, right?
Mostly female, too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, mostly female. And so, basically, you see a situation that this is not where our young kids today are going. They're not going there. Mm-hmm. And they do kind of venture back in college. It's very interesting, Trace, and then when they graduate. But at the points when they're in high school or middle school, Facebook is just one of this magnitude of recipes of danger in ways. And that the numbers, and that's very interesting. We talk about women, we talk about boys. It's a very dangerous site, in my opinion, from just how I have to guard myself and guard my eyes when I'm on Facebook, mm-hmm. to being messaged by women that are not there for a reason to network. They're there to push pornography. They're there to push inappropriate content. That you really have to be on guard, even as a man,
right.
to say, okay, well, the way I use Facebook, I have to really watch where I'm going,
yeah.
and how I'm navigating it.
And I want to get into the different social media avenues here, but I just want to stay on Facebook just for a few more minutes.
That's what they all say. I'm just going to be on for a
yeah,
few more minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that there's a link between Facebook and a divorce. And also there's the phenomenon of, you know, middle-aged women and men getting on Facebook, and they call them retrosexuals. Let's go back and see how balding so-and-so is, or what pot belly he's got now or whatnot. And it ends up contributing to divorce. Can you speak to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's stories that people find their long-lost high school sweetheart and literally go ahead and leave their wife or husband because they want to ignite an old flame. And the problem is in Facebook is Facebook becomes people's lives.
Right.
The depression rate is absolutely so dramatic. I talk to people all the time. I said, it's an addiction. If you utilize it for a tool to promote yourself, mm-hmm. to help you make money, help you connect and network in business, it's fine. But if you use it as an activity just for relaxation or enjoyment, we don't see the true lives of these people. We see snapshots of their lives.
And nobody tells the truth. They embellish everything.
No one tells the truth, for sure.
Right. When we come back from the break, I want to get into the different social media avenues that are out there right now and talk about the characteristics of each so that parents can be up on them.
And that should only take another 5 or 6 programs, so we'll do our best. We're talking today with Neil Haley. He's the CEO of Total Tutor, an international kindergarten through college tutoring and consulting company that also specializes in social media utilization and moderation. Neil is also the host of the Total Education Network. You'll find him online at totaltutor.net. Back with more conversation on today's License to Parent when we return.
Everywhere we go, we're surrounded by screens. Have we entered into a techno-utopia?
Or a virtual prison? Prison.
Is our social experience richer and deeper? Or more shallow
and artificial?
Discover insightful answers to these questions in the documentary DVD, Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. You'll learn from media experts, church leaders, and inspiring individuals and families from across the country, including Trace Embry and students from Shepherd's Hill Academy. Most importantly, you'll discover how God's Word addresses the unique media challenges we face today. Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. Available in the store at licensedtoparent.org. Proceeds benefit the Shepherd's Hill Academy Scholarship Fund.
I'm Joe Dallas. So many men and women go into parenting blindly, without training, without education, without proper mentoring. More than ever today, there is a critical need for voices that are explaining to potential parents what it takes to raise a child and to existing parents what it takes to raise that child properly. License to Parent is part of the solution to the problem of a lack of proper parenting, and I'm very proud to be associated with that solution.
With the generous gifts from people just like you, we're able to provide parents with practical insights to navigate the challenges families face in today's culture, as well as helping troubled teens in our year-long residential program. To learn more and to donate, visit licensedtoparent.org.
Welcome back to Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, and you'll find us online at licensedtoparent.org. We're talking with Neil Haley about social media, the challenges and the dangers. I should point out Neil has no problems in his family because as a former professional wrestler. He can sort of lay down the law in his house, and nobody gives him any argument about it. Neil, we've been talking about Facebook, and I guess I could say we've been using Facebook as the generic social media model in our conversation. But let's talk about some of the other specific social media avenues. I know of Instagram and Snapchat, and I know there are a bajillion others. Take us down that path. What are some of the other things that we as parents need to be aware of?
And particularly, what social media sites would you never suggest that their child be allowed to log on to? Because there's probably more social media sites being invented in the course of this conversation.
Oh, let's just talk about Snapchat. Dangerous, 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 dangerous.
Absolutely no.
A situation that, you know, people are able to see a story for, you know, almost like 60 seconds or 30 seconds or 7 seconds. It disappears, but kids are just posting inappropriate things all the time, and it disappears 24 hours later, but other kids can save that information. So Snapchat's dangerous, 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 because basically it's free will to be high school teenagers. Parents don't understand Snapchat. They're unable to do it. Finally, someone showed me this, because when I was asked to do this, because again, I would never let my kids on it. But one of my students said, "Can I go through your Snapchat real quick?" So I went through it and I monitored it, and I couldn't believe the girls and how inappropriate they were. I said, "Are these girls from your school?" "Absolutely," the kid said. And they're showing pictures and they're telling these stories. And he said, "But also they send us pictures, direct messages, so no one else can see them."
Yeah.
And they're really inappropriate. For example, as we'll go into sexting a little bit more in certain aspects. But I was just like, wow, I was blushing. I said, I don't want to be on one of these myself ever again. Because as we all know, that we try to keep ourselves away from things that can lead to ultimate sin as Christians, mm-hmm. and saying we don't want this. But Snapchat is so dangerous because you just go through stories, and kids want to one-up each other.
Right.
So Snapchat and Twitter are where high school kids are on.
So would you say that Instagram and Vine would be two others that parents should have their antenna up if they hear conversations and not allow their kids to have this?
Now, Instagram, I am seeing kids as young as third grade, second grade on Instagram.
It's insane.
This is a really bad news thing, because there are inappropriate people to follow on Instagram, but also kids can be messaged. You're not, unless they follow them. But again, if you're not monitoring your kids' Instagram, these kids are third grade with smartphones, or they get on their iPad. So we always say, you know, the cell phone, but the iPad becomes this, the new babysitter for parents. Oh, get on the iPad and everything's quiet.
It's insane.
Well, kids can just sign up with an email. So they don't check an age for Instagram.
Yeah.
So you basically could see these, you know, these instant flash messages of, okay, I'm on Instagram, I'm going to post this. And yes, you made it private, but what if that child decides, I'm going to friend that person because that looks like another third grader? And it isn't. It's somebody who's a pedophile that's using that account and starts to direct message that child. We have no idea. I think that when we talk about Snapchat, yeah, we could spot really bad things really quickly with Snapchat, which I did a talk 3 years ago on the dangers of social media. Now I'm doing a talk again in a month, and it's going to be completely different because of things like Snapchat.
Yeah.
But kids use the direct messaging tool as a way to communicate inappropriate content and things. So parents think, just because I'm friends with that person on Facebook, I'm following them on Twitter, I'm following them on Instagram, that there's no inappropriate things happening, or kids being handed the wrong messaging.
And I want to alert parents too, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, they could be doing this stuff while you're in the room watching them on their device.
Yes, because it's so simple.
Mm-hmm. And quick, and you know, they're looking at the screen, the parent is looking at the back of the child's hand or the back of the device, and they could be doing this stuff while the parent's in the room looking at them. I I encounter this regularly with the kids that we deal with here at Shepherd's. I know this goes on. Parents don't think this stuff happens, and it's going on all over the place. What about Vine? Tell us about Vine. What are the dangers there?
That's an absolute just a waste of time. And
What is it? I'm not familiar with Vine.
Vine is basically a video type like YouTube, where it's 7 seconds. Somebody tries to do something really crazy or really stupid.
Okay, so you're sending 7-second video clips.
And do really stupid things or make fun of people in 7 seconds.
Gotcha.
Yes, there are celebrities on Vine. Yes, there's some decent content in Vine, but most of it is just goofy. And it's an absolute direct waste of time. So the ones that, you know, go viral are the videos that, you know, somebody pulls a prank on somebody.
Yeah.
Or somebody goes ahead and shows a film somebody that's really doesn't know they're being filmed. Or are saying something really inappropriate or mean to somebody. And in 7 seconds, ha, 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 we did that. And then that gets posted on times on Facebook as well. But Vine is really bad news, because what can you really kind of deliver a proper Christian message to somebody in 7 seconds,
yeah.
Rich or Trace? I don't think there is
right a
way in 7 seconds to really communicate something that is virtuous.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned viral. Do you think that's part of the motivation? Some of these kids pull this stuff off. They think they're going to have something go viral, and they're going to be famous, and you know it's going to give them attention. Is that their motivation?
Everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the world. We all want to be a celebrity in some way. It's just it's kind of a feeding thing, and kids at this age want to be known.
Right.
They want to differentiate themselves from their other peers. So if they could be the one that gets this viral video that gets, let's just say, 1,000 views, hey, I'm special, I'm somebody. So what am I going to do to make it really funny so I can send it throughout the school? So think about bullying in this thing, which we've really not mentioned a lot in social media, which is another big problem with the dangers of social media. So you're sending it all over the place, and kids will say, well, let me figure this out. They might film a teacher. They might. You just never know with these mobile devices what people can get and what information you can get out of 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not telling the true story.
Yeah. I was reminded of something that Focus on the Family put out years ago. They had a family night treasury. It was a collection of books about things you could do on a family night between parents and kids. And I remembered this. It came up while you were talking about this in the 7 seconds of fame or whatever, as opposed to 15 minutes of fame. But we did an exercise with our kids when they were young. We gave each one of them a tube of toothpaste and said, okay. And we put a $20 bill down in the middle of the table. We said, okay, squeeze all of the toothpaste out of the tube onto your plate. And the kids thought, well, this is kind of fun, and they did so. And when it was all out, we said, okay, now the first one of you who can get all the toothpaste back into the tube gets the $20. And our kids were rather ticked at that. You know, they were like, you can't do that. There's no way to get that back in. And I said, exactly. Here's the illustration. And the illustration, again, this is courtesy of a book that Focus on the Family put out, but the illustration was that when you say things, and in this case, we could say when you show video of things, when you put things out there, they can't be taken back. And so as parents, it seems to me what I'm hearing you say, Neil, we really need to do a good job not only to train our kids to be discerning and for us as parents to be discerning about where we allow our kids to go, but our kids have to remember that when they do the pranks and things, they could be damaging other people's lives. They could be doing some long-term damage, not just to themselves, but to others, and you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube at that point.
You can't. And it's stuff that you never forget when you're embarrassed. And sometimes words or incidents or embarrassment will lead to lots of problems later on in life. And to teach kids that you are damaging somebody, it's not going to just take them to laugh and, hey, there's a prank. Our society loves the prank. It can still be teenagers when we're in high school or college or the pros in sports or people pranking each other thinking it's funny. But what's it really doing except hurting that person and somebody else is laughing at their expense?
Yeah. What would you say is the most dangerous site overall of all the social media sites?
I would definitely think Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I would, because, I mean, come on now. It's going to disappear.
Yeah.
There's no There's no responsibility, but you, as you said, you can save it on your camera roll or your phone. And then the person's notified that it's saved. But what if that person says, well, it's you, I'm sending it to six others. A real quick story, one of my situations where a lot of sexting was going on in the school district in my area, and I was notified by a parent, and that child got, and that high school student got really angry and did something that was not the right thing to do and vandalized. I found out that this is rampant, and it's used through Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
That literally they're sending those direct messages because Snapchat leads to that voyeurism, and that voyeurism leads to let's go one-up it by just sending it to my boyfriend or my or somebody I'm interested in.
And are girls and the greatest?
The place to do it is Snapchat.
Are girls the greatest victims of this?
Yes.
And they don't realize, I guess, in so many cases that they send their picture out. The guy on the other end can facilitate a way to keep that picture.
Yep. It's that false sense of privacy that we think we have that we don't. We're talking today with Neil Haley, the CEO of Total Tutor, an organization that provides tutoring and consulting for kindergarten through college. Also specializes in social media utilization and moderation. Those are my words. And Neil, we're going to have to harken back to the pro wrestler side of you and bring you back in for a rematch because we are flat out of time. Folks can find you online, I guess, at TotalTutor.net.
Absolutely. And you can follow me at TotalTutor and tweet your questions. And I hope Trace will continue to be a regular guest on my program as well, with the fantastic things he's doing over at Shepherd's Hill, and then also some of the things where you're not afraid as a parent advocate expert to say, no way it's happening.
Absolutely.
We need parents to step up and say, no way.
Yep. Right. Grow some hair and get it done. Yep.
Neil, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
God bless you, Neil.
All right, cool. Take care. Thanks again. God bless you guys as well.
Okay. Amen. Bye-bye. And let me quickly mention that we have a resource in the store at licensedtoparent.org that connects with our conversation today. It's a DVD that you hear us talk about often called Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. In this video, documentarian Philip Telfer describes the dangers and some of the signs of the dangers about the social media issues that we've been discussing today and about technology in general and how we are becoming captivated by a world that we may not be controlling. So it's a great tool to use to help bring your kids out from underneath this burden and to turn things around in your family so that, again, technology becomes the tool and not the weapon. Again, the DVD is entitled Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture, and you will find that on our website, licensedtoparent.org, when you click on the store link. Again, that's licensedtoparent.org. For Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rozell. Thanks so much for joining us, and I do hope you'll be back with us again next time to once again renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. We'll see you next time.